All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Tobin. Hello.
What do you think about the trade? Are you excited?
Does this mean I lose my chances of Gabe Vincent?
I don't think so.
Or is it still too early to tell?
That was the Wiggins trade. I don't know. I don't think this necessarily means the idea of trading Andrew Wiggins is off the table. So I would say no. I don't think that's completely ruled out yet, though. Okay, I don't know that to be a thing. I do think it's I think people have mentioned today on social media, probably rightly, is like it seems like a lot of the leak trades never seem like that's really where it's going to go with the Heat. They always shock you and surprise you.
Then I don't hate it. Then I don't hate it.
One of the most surprised I was with a Heat move and a Shams bomb was them signing Kelly Olynyk to a multi-year deal out of nowhere, and I was like, "What?
Still playing?
Never
basketball.
Saw that one. Never saw that one coming." Kevin Love has weighed in on Instagram, and he has gone with the, of course, famous scene from Joe Dirt, where he is yelling at Joe Dirt. Is that Kid Rock yelling at Joe Dirt?
Yes.
Yep.
That's right, Dirt. Nobody wants you in this town. Nobody wants you around, period. Aw. Look at him, fellas. You crying, boy? You crying, boy? Maybe we'll go back down to McDonald's and get you a lamb burger and some french fries. How about a Wineken? You little sissy boy! Def Leppard sucks!
Wow. Maybe we did lose the trade. Maybe we did lose the trade.
By the way, Joe Dirt.
We lost our entertainment for sure.
Joe Dirt. Good movie.
Wouldn't it be funny if you put like the players' faces or.
Yeah. Joe Dirt or sure. Napoleon Dynamite.
Ooh.
Which movie's better?
You know what?
Joe Dirt.
I'm going to say Joe Dirt had more of a storyline. Napoleon Dynamite was funny, but it's like some guy did a dance.
Just random things. Yeah,
exactly. Why is that the two that you go with? I don't really even see the comparison. First two.
What do you mean? Why did I go with the two?
Why is that like why throw those two together?
Because they're both unrealistic funny movies with guys. Like, yes, yeah, it's similar in that aspect. Did you think you watched Joe Dirt for a touching moment?
Hold on. Joe Dirt got the waterworks going at a certain point.
I've got to say I've never seen it, so I can't even contribute to that.
Wow. You know, well,
but it's not surprising.
On the list.
It's a good movie.
Let us get to Froggy the Mixed Bag. What do we got today, Marcos?
Righty then. Let us begin with the news that is sweeping the nation. Everyone is talking about this. I'm sure you guys had your own conversation about it this weekend. McDonald's introducing the spicy egg McMuffin.
What?
A spicy breakfast?
A spicy McMuffin.
That's a gamble.
So is it sauce or the sausage is spicy?
So it launches tomorrow, and it's featuring spicy pepper sauce. So it's going to have a spicy sausage and a little bit of sauce on it.
I'm out.
What?
I don't need that much rumbling that early.
That's
fair.
That's a lunchtime problem.
I ate a hot sausage this morning. Nothing.
Wait. Oh, you're not talking about like the one that comes in the jar, right?
No,
okay.
That's disgusting.
Right. No, it's gross. Just me.
I don't touch nothing that's dipped in formaldehyde.
So good, though. Had a pickled egg the other day. Solid. So good.
Oof.
Disgusting.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Let's check in on our favorite Canes quarterback. That is Cam
Carson
Ward.
Beck or Cam Ward?
Cam Ward, our favorite. I haven't seen Carson Beck throw a ball, just a bunch of weird texts. But Cam Ward currently in a QB battle with Mr. Mayo himself, Will Levis. This is what It's not a battle to me either, but this is how it's going in Tennessee.
If you're a ball player, if you, you know, love this game, then, you know, Will's just not going to sit over here and say, oh, we drafted him, go ahead, take it. And Cam's not going to expect it to be just given to him, you know. And throughout the spring, I think that's the one thing that, you know, all the coaches and players on the team have seen, like, both of them taking the challenge of, like, trying to really earn the spot and really fight for the spot. And, you know, it just made them better. You know, you can see the improvements from Will, and you can see the sharpness of Cam. So, and Cam's taking a lot more of a leadership understanding of taking accountability. The team goes as the quarterback goes. So, you know, in that regard, setting the tone. And, you know, I told the reporter when I was in Tennessee during OTAs, you know, Jeff being Jeff, you know, he's not going to let the rookie just walk on the field without, you know, letting him know what's up. And Cam didn't back down to that. You know, he actually headbutted Jeff to let him know, like, yeah, I'm here. Like, I'm not a regular quarterback that's just going to, you know, sit behind the O-line and the big guys. Like, if you want to, you know what I mean? He's there. So, you know, that gets you fired up. You know, you got a guy back there who's doing stuff like that. So, and especially just all the quarterbacks back there really elevating themselves in level of play.
That was J.C. Latham, offensive lineman for the Titans. How do you feel hearing your starting quarterback headbutt the starting star defensive lineman in practice? Me, personally, that's tough.
I mean, all right.
Come on, Leroy. He headbutted Jeffrey Simmons. Like,
we knew a guy that headbutted before every game and drew blood.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Oh, if he does that, that makes him the toughest quarterback.
Come on, exactly. Quarterbacks don't do that, Leroy. Quarterbacks are like, you know, God forbid our quarterback headbutted Zach Sealer. I don't even want to know what happened to him.
All I know is Will Levis sucks, and that one thing I've realized is I've never been so upset for somebody to get hurt in a game, because when Mason Rudolph came in, I thought this is probably going to go better for the Titans than if they started Will Levis.
Yeah, and it did, and it did,
and it did, and it did.
Got time for more?
Ruiner of the Dolphins' window.
Well, you lose to the Titans. That's on you, buddy.
It's totally fair. But especially lose to the Titans and blow a lead on Monday Night Football. Oof. What else you got?
Got a little bit of baseball for you guys.
Okay.
Baseball.
Do you know who is in the 3,000 strikeout club?
Everybody?
No. There's only, I want to say, 20 guys, right?
20 guys.
Yeah. I know that. I know who recently got in. I don't want to like step on your thing.
I appreciate that. Randy Johnson, Steve Carlton, CC Sabathia, and the pitcher who Tobin is probably referring to, Clayton Kershaw, are the only four left-handed pitchers in that club.
Ah.
Clayton Kershaw, the old 3,000 strikeout.
About time he got there.
Yeah, here's the call.
Called strike three. Open up the velvet rope and let him in. Clayton Kershaw is now the 20th member of the 3,000 strikeout club. A list so exclusive, we may never see a moment like this again.
He's right about that. Nobody's allowed to pitch like that anymore.
Yeah.
Like what?
Pitch innings?
Oh, yeah. There's certain guys, though, that just, like, they don't lather up till the third or fourth inning.
I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody going to do that, the wins anymore. I think a lot of those pitching records are going to be pretty sacred for a long time now. Because of the way, like, just they go about it now with you know, when they take guys out, all that stuff. But congratulations, one of the legends for sure.
One of only three pitchers in the club to obtain the feat while staying with one team.
Wow. Who were the others? Stay with one team?
Yeah, that was Oyster Burns and...
No, I shouldn't have asked you.
Walter Johnson and Bob Gibson.
All right.
Anywho, let's switch things on over in the mixed bag. Did you guys get a chance to watch the GOAT return to action on Friday?
You know, I did not, because I don't care about the hot dog eating contest.
Okay. Wow.
I actively avoid that.
Actively avoid it. Wow. Okay. So no one
cares. I was too busy watching koalas.
Yeah, it's fair.
I quit watching it when they call these men and women athletes.
Well, it's an athletic feat, though. I mean, Joey Chestnut wolfed down 70 and a half hot dogs.
Not bad for taking a year off.
Not bad. His record was set in 21. He had 76 then. But he beat second place by 24 hot dogs.
It's amazing that nobody has really caught up to him, though, right? Like, you think about, I'll give Joey Chestnut this. You know, we see in every sport, it feels like, you know, somebody's coming along. And so you're talking about 17 years. A young kid could say, I want to be the next Joey Chestnut. And nobody's within even 25 of him.
No.
It just shows you his greatness. I mean, there is only one Joey Chestnut.
17th title.
Wow.
Anybody been more dominant in their quote unquote sport than this guy?
I don't think so. I don't think so. No. I think that as far as hot dog eating is concerned, you know, I know that Kobayashi left under, you know, some scrupulous terms because he wanted to get money from other people, but even they've had head to head. So I think Joey Chestnut is the undeniable GOAT.
What about, and eating for sure. Well, how would you compare his success in competitive eating to Serena's success in tennis?
I would say I'm more impressed by Serena Williams because I'll actually watch tennis.
Why would you even ask that?
Hot dog eating.
What?
Obviously, it's more impressive, but like in regards to dominance, Serena, pretty good. Long story short.
Yeah, but Serena wasn't always number one. She had to go against other great hockey players.
Nobody's rivaled this guy.
I mean, not.
That's true. That's true. And it's not, except for Kobayashi, and then they got him out of there real quick. But either way, the GOAT returns.
I can't believe all the contract disputes there are in this eating.
Me either.
Right? Like, yeah.
I would feel like anybody who wants to actually do this, I would welcome to the hot dog eating contest. To ban anybody, be like, we're not going to let you do that if you eat in other competitions. Like, does anybody really know? I know Major League Eating is a thing. I know they probably like put it on Spike TV for a couple of years. When's the last time anybody's even watched anything from Major League Eating that's not the hot dog eating contest? Like, who cares if there's a contract dispute?
Jennifer did.
Even the PGA realized.
What? Didn't you say you watched it?
Watched
no,
what?
She said she purposely avoids it.
Oh.
No, why would I do that?
Yeah, it's gross. No, there's other aspects to it. Yeah, he's got the hot dog stuff down, but you know they got like drink an entire thing of lemonade and stuff like that. I believe the viral clip going around this year wasn't even Joey Chestnut winning or doing anything with hot dogs. It was some guy throwing up his entire life at the lemonade competition. That was gross, dude. After a certain point, I believe the guy who was next to him, Badlands Chugs. Just kind of like motion him to like, can you leave? If you're just going to continue to vomit in front of this crowd, can you just like?
Yeah, I know. Listen, I know our guys after us, Hockman and Crowd. I know they're friends of the Major League Eating.
Yeah,
that's their, and we're happy to let them have that window. Like you guys,
yeah.
Go right ahead because I can't. Like we tried doing a chugging contest once. Leroy cheated. You did,
Leroy.
Yeah, sir.
But like. To even like, you know what I don't even like about the hot dog eating contest?
What?
I don't like that there's a method to eating the hot dog.
The dunking?
Yeah.
Oh, the dunking.
Nobody eats hot dogs like that. So it's stupid to me. Like you should eat the bread as it is. No soaking the bread. And that should be, it should be eat hot dogs like a normal person eats hot dogs. And then we see how many hot dogs you can eat.
Yeah.
Like to do it with this. Soaking the buns, putting them down your throat like a pelican. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I want to watch this. I don't know if I want to watch this. Oh. Okay.
Oh. It's still going. Oh, it's so much.
Well, it's after, a lot of acid.
After a while, he's like, "Hey, can you?" It's still literally the whole.
Why would that even be?
I'm begging you to take that off.
Okay, I just want to see him escort him. After a
while, that's it. I don't want to see anyone.
His big ass body is like.
Of course, you're gonna go ahead and shame him.
His stomach is looking at him like, "Not today."
Oh man. Not good.
Hey, he starts throwing up, and the girl next to him said, "Forget that. She put down her juice.
I am done."
Look, go back.
No.
Don't go back. Don't go back. We'll take a break. Well, before we take a break, if that guy needs to get that shirt dry cleaned, I know the perfect place where he can go.
Yes.
And that's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. For the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The owners are, that's our guy. You guys can call or text him anytime at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383, Leroy.
They've been around 40 years. It's family owned. Mama does is the seamstress on site. They can do same day sewing. Just give our call, 954-610-9383. They can pick up, drop off your. There is no excuse. They make it convenient for you.
Super convenient.
They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. And he's a fan of the show. So he wants to get, he wants to do this for you guys. 25% off if you mention Tobin and Leroy.
Whew. So you go in there, Leroy.
Right.
You mention our names. It's summertime. You guys want your wardrobe looking good. You're going on vacation. You want your wardrobe looking good for vacation, or you want to come back from vacation? You want to do all that laundry? Let A&T Dry Cleaners take care of it for you. We got back to school starting soon, all right? You need your uniforms taken care of. Use A&T Dry Cleaners. They'll take care of you. I got a new broadcast again coming up soon, Leroy. I got to get that suit looking right and pristine for the broadcast. I'm going to get a new shirt, though. I promise for this time around. But I'm going to have them. I'm going to have them tailor the shirt.
Get like 4 or 5 shirts.
I know. I'm going to do that. But I know where I'm going to go. And that's going to go to our friends at A&T Dry Cleaners. Again, 954-610-9383. You can call or text Ara anytime. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you're never going to want to launder your own clothes again.